Hey, we are here with Amy Robinson in Maui at the CUES Directors Conference. How are you, Amy?
I'm great. It's sunny.
It is sunny today. Yeah. A couple of days ago, it was pouring down rain. But that's why it's so green here.
Absolutely.
Yes. So thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us for a few minutes. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Hey, we're talking a little succession planning, and we have some questions here for you. Why is succession planning so critical to the future success and sustainability for credit unions?
For credit unions specifically?
Yes.
All right. Most specifically, it's because of the demographic shifts that are going on in the United States right now, and specifically for credit unions, because you have executives that are starting to recalibrate in their careers. The majority of leadership among credit unions is of the baby boomer generation. Mm-hmm. And if you think about the demographics, there's not going to be a one-to-one replacement ratio, so the generation behind them is a lot smaller.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to think critically about what succession planning means mm-hmm. for our organizations mm-hmm. and how we can fast-track members internally to take on roles of leadership in organizations.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah, I mean, that's succession planning is so important now because of all the CEOs retiring, and it's just it's a have to, whereas maybe 10 years ago,
it was just a nice thing to do. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll think about it in 5 years from now, but now it's at this point of critical mass.
Exactly. I agree totally. All right. How can you successfully involve the senior leadership and boards of credit unions in effective succession planning? How do you get all these people on board, the board?
Well, the first part is you have to just take away the taboos around succession planning, because a lot of people don't want to talk about it. I mean, it's similar to estate planning. It just brings up a lot,
lot
of issues around mortality and whether mm-hmm. or not the current executive is doing a great job. And they are. We still have to talk about, our role as board members and mm-hmm. as executives and our responsibility mm-hmm. to keep the credit union going in perpetuity. And so just like strategic planning, mm-hmm. we got to talk about succession planning.
Right.
It's just part of our role.
Okay.
And so eliminating the taboos and focusing on our responsibility and thinking about sustainability for the future is really mm-hmm. the best way to tackle this.
Oh, I agree. Because credit unions have so much momentum going right now. Mm-hmm. Why rock the boat?
Right. And their members are looking for this.
Yeah.
They're looking for continuity. Mm-hmm. They want to make sure that the organization's mm-hmm. going to be around.
Well, they own it, so they have a big say.
They have a big stake, mm-hmm. yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one here. What strategies do you recommend for simplifying the succession planning and leadership development practice for success? I mean, this is a big one.
I mean, I think the key word there is simple.
Simple, yes.
Because what I see is most organizations think that it's this complex practice, mm-hmm. and it really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
If you overlay these complex tools and conversations, people just, their eyes roll back into their heads. Succession planning is just a series of strategic conversations with the right people in the room, talking about talent in the organization, mm-hmm. talking about board succession, talking about executive succession planning, mm-hmm. and what's needed for the roles that are most critical for mm-hmm. the future.
Indeed.
You get any more complex than that, and that's a red flag.
You're going to lose people.
It should not be simple. It should not be complicated.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, let's keep it simple, because life is complicated enough, especially in the work environment, so let's keep it simple. All right, how far down should succession planning reach? That's a good question. I haven't heard that one too much before.
Definitely should reach beyond the executive level.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. At least down, to the VP, to the levels beneath the executive team. But I will tell you that there are a lot of mission-critical positions in the organization mm-hmm. that are, wandering around in the hierarchical structure.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to include those as well
okay.
because the business continuity depends on whether or not we have people in those
right.
roles. So definitely beyond the executive level
okay.
into the ranks.
Yeah, because all we talk about is CEO succession, but there's a whole lot of other folks that are involved in this process as well. So it's good to open your mind to that.
And if they leave, what happens?
Big void,
yeah.
We don't want that.
Right.
No. All right, what are some of the pitfalls of succession planning that credit unions should avoid? What are some of the things that we should not do?
Definitely complex practices. I mean, mm-hmm. if you have HR involved that's overlaying these assessments, it's not going to work. It's mm-hmm. going to be an initiative that nobody takes seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So get rid of any kind of complexity around it and just focus on the conversation
okay.
itself.
Yeah.
I would also say that we have to focus on beyond the executive level,
right.
Looking at deeper roles in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, just taking away again this taboo around succession planning
yeah.
and focusing on the candidates and telling the candidates about it. I mean, I think there's a lot of taboo around, do we tell people, do we not?
Mm-hmm.
We have to involve them mm-hmm. in the conversation, because what happens if we build this up with one particular candidate and they leave?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we haven't involved
right.
them in the conversation
right.
whether or not they even want the role.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, it's not replacement planning. It's building pools of talent
mm-hmm.
for whenever roles open up.
Right.
Who's the who's the best and the most optimal candidate for any particular position.
That just seems smart to me. I mean,
Seems
I've never
really sense.
Yeah. I mean, I've never positioned it as taboo before, but I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm thinking back to like when Steve Jobs was at Apple, and then he was, you know, the whole cancer thing and stuff like that. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, the company's going to go under. Oh my gosh, it was panic.
But they had a plan,
right?
And that's, you know, and that's why stockholders, stakeholders, mm-hmm. they want to see this. I mean, it's part of our jobs now to provide this.
Indeed. All right, great message to end on. Amy, thank you so much for stopping
by. You're welcome.
Thanks for the questions.
Thank you.
All right, well done.
Thanks.